8:09 with Steve Fanning on the More Music Morning Show. Sitting at 8 degrees in the valley, overcast skies, and 13 degrees. And I swear, Willie, it's never like this in the Lower Mainland.
Oh, no, that's cool, man. It's a little overcast. Is it going to burn off here in a little bit?
Usually around this time, it's, you know, 26. I'm sitting here in a Speedo, but sadly, that's not the case today. I don't know. You didn't necessarily bring the bad weather with you.
I hate to have missed that. The Speedo, that is.
Right. Oh, I see. All right, fine. I thought I was staring down the barrel of a compliment there for a second. Welcome to Canada.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here.
It's certainly not your first time. You're pretty much an honorary Canadian by this point.
Starting to feel like it's like my second home or something.
You arrived in Vancouver early yesterday morning. What did you spend the day doing yesterday?
Well, yesterday, I've got a friend of mine, Jesse Farrell, is in Vancouver, so we wrote a great song yesterday. We had a good time.
Now, might we hear a little preview of said great song tonight, or is it still in its...
It's still in its developing stage, I guess you would say.
Gotcha.
And it's a girl's song, too, so it's one of those, if I sang it, I'd look kind of like a freak.
I understand. I understand. And then I'd show up in a Speedo and make it all the more worse. You're a native Texan.
Yeah, I'm from Chico, Texas, yeah.
I've never heard of Chico, Texas. Where exactly is it?
It's an hour and a half west of Dallas. It's one of those towns you have to be going there to get there. You know, it's not on the way to anywhere. Sounds like a song. We better write that down. And, you know, it's just a little town of 800 people. When I left, they had to scratch, get down to 799. You know, it's one of those little small towns.
No kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. And growing up there, I would imagine the country music influence is pretty heavy.
Yeah, I mean, country music's huge there. It's a lot like Alberta, really, you know. It's like oil wells and pickup trucks and, you know, all of that whole thing, you know. And a whole lot warmer, though.
So 90 minutes outside of Dallas, you're from Texas, basically the hub of country music, not counting Nashville, I guess. What the heck are you doing up here in Canada writing with all these Canadians?
You know, it's a funny thing. As a songwriter, I started getting some songs recorded up here. Brad Johnner did Your Love Is My Luck was a tune of mine, and She's So California was a tune of mine, Adam Gregory, and... Anyway, I got to know all these guys and started writing with them and became buddies. And one day I was writing with Johnny Reed, you know, and he's one of my best friends down there. And he says, Willie, you just need to go to Canada, you know. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, they would love you in Saskatchewan. And I'm like, well, you know, hey, I ought to look into it, you know. And then 2 years later, McCoy and I became buddies. And here I am. You know, he took me to Canada and Cadillac took off and... It's just been an amazing ride.
Has it ever? Because I'm looking at the songwriting credits on a lot of your on a lot of the songs on your new album, and most of them have a Canadian attached to them.
Yeah. I've just kind of become buddies with all these guys, and I've just fallen in love with the music scene up here.
Ever consider moving up here, or do you still keep the ranch in Texas?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I'm brave enough to make it through the winter. That's the thing about Texas. It's very similar, but it's a lot warmer down there. You guys are tougher than we are up here.
90 in the shade. 90 in the shade. What exactly, like, you're a touring musician. Obviously, you've been all over the continent now with a number of dates in Canada. You play a lot down the U.S. as well. And you've got the traveling band with you, so I would imagine arguments do sort of creep up from time to time on the bus. What's in the CD player now, and who put it there?
My favorite new record is a band called Jet. I just bought this record. It was killer.
What are you talking about? The Australian guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They got a great new album out.
Do they ever?
And then we also had the Recounters on the road. We were listening to those guys. They're pretty killer.
The Raconteurs.
The Raconteurs.
Exactly. Jack White of the White Stripes.
There you go. Man.
Correct.
That's a great record, too. So, and George Strait. I got that one with me.
So there's a little bit of rock and roll in the
country.
A little
bit of everything, you know.
Sure. All right, so what's the stage show like tonight? It's unplugged, so probably a little bit less conventional than what we're
we'll
normally
used
to.
We have to tone
to
down see. The karate kicks a little bit.
Right.
You know, we won't wear spandex tonight. But it's going to be fun, though. It'll be a great time.
Only four people will leave the Big B Saloon on a stretcher. But it's for our contest winners exclusively. We drew 107 names out of the country club, and I can guarantee you every single one of them are going to show up tonight.
Oh, that's great. It's going to be a blast.
The new song, of course, is Golden Years. I wanted to ask you about Don't Waste Your Pretty for just
sure.
a second.
Sure.
Personal experience for you, because you can take one look at me here and judge that I stare at a lot of women from across a crowded room and think, why is she with that muscle-bound 260-pound good-looking hunk of a man while I'm
right.
sitting here crying into my alcoholic beverage? Kind of the same story for you. You're a pretty good-looking guy. You must never have that problem.
Well, after you put it that way, no, nothing like that at all. You know, it's funny. One of my best friends down there is a guy named Gilles Godard. He's like a Canadian legend as far as songwriting is concerned. And he's got two girls, Jazz and Chloe, and they're like 15 and 18. And we got to talking about it one day. We were writing songs the morning after his oldest daughter had her first date about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh.
And he comes in all kind of flustered, you know, and says, well, Chloe had her first date. I'm like, well, man, why didn't you call me? I would have tagged this punk, you know, chased him around town, you know. He's like, no, you know, I got to let her do this, you know. But anyway, we kind of started talking about this subject about his daughters, and, you know, they've raised them right. They're wonderful girls, but, you know, now it's time for them to start making the decisions on their own, you know. You raise them, and then you let them fly, you know. And it wasn't too much after that. He called me one day and said, I got this great title, Don't Waste Your Pretty, you know. And it just kind of was one of those songs that just happened, you know. So it was inspired. It was a true thing, you know. And I've got a little girl, too. She's 4. So I don't have to worry about that yet. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking the same thing about her, too, you know.
Getting ready to clean that gun.
Oh, my. No doubt.
Rodney Atkins would say. So I was way off. It's from a father's perspective, not sort of a lovelorn.
That inspired it. And then it was in the setting of more of a, watching someone come in a room. You're like, what are you doing with that guy, you know? What a loser.
This is the thing about talking to songwriters. A lot of times, you know, people get this impression of a song and, you know, where it comes from, and the lyrics, you know, seem the most obvious thing in the world. Heartland had a song called I Loved Her First.
Right.
And I listened to that song a couple of times, picked up maybe half the lyrics, and unfortunately they were the wrong half for me to pick up, because I thought it was a guy whose first girlfriend was finally moving off and getting married.
Right.
But of course,
true.
It's a guy talking about his daughter.
Right.
I'll get it right sooner or later.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about songs, you know. They're open to interpretation sometimes.
You've got Darren, your guitarist, here with you.
Yes, Darren Savard's been with me for the last week. We've been going along doing a bunch of Doc Walker shows across Saskatchewan and Alberta. And he's an amazing guitar player, young guy from Winnipeg.
And he must be sick of the Fraser Valley, too, because he was just here a couple of weeks ago playing guitar for Derek Rattan when he was at the Abbey Arts Center.
That's right.
That's
very
right.
Talented.
Well, we're going to throw him up on stage tonight at the Big B Saloon. What time do you know what time you're hitting the stage?
I think, is it 8? Is that 8? Correct?
All right.
8 to 9?
Great local guy, Rick Tippy, is going to open up for you.
Oh, wonderful.
It's terrific. And, of course, the Acoustic Concert Series number 1 of 2008 is exclusive to Country Club members only. We're going to take a quick break, guys, let you tune up your guitars, and then maybe we'll hear a little Don't Waste Your Pretty, perhaps?
Sounds great.
Willie Mack live in studio next.